It is the mayor of our great city, John Tory. Thanks for doing this morning. John, how are you?
I'm great, and you're describing a typical Honda Indy environment down there with the hot, sticky weather, and it just sounds like it's made to order. I hope it stays that way tomorrow. It's a little bit less optimistic on the weather front, but we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're not going to look at the radar. Of course, they do run in the rain, and we only had one race, Mr. Mayor, shortened because of the rain, and that was in 1990 with Allenser Jr., and it simply poured so hard you couldn't see and you couldn't get any grip on the racetrack, and they called that. And, of course, we had a doubleheader pushed into Sunday. But you know what? In 31 of these things, to only have two of the events, you know, affected by the weather is a pretty good average, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I've been around sports a long time and know, for example, sure, with my experience with the CFL, when you're a very gate-dependent event, you know, the weather obviously has a lot to do with it when you're down to sort of 2 days or 3 days. And so you really do pray for weather, good weather for an event like this that only lasts 3 days. It's not like the baseball team that comes back week after week or some of these other sports. And, you know, this thing is looking on track to be a great success again, and it's so good for the city. It's so good to put us on the map. It's so good to have... You read what these athletes, and I having sort of watched what they do, I consider these drivers to be athletes. You look what they say about our city, and they love the city, and they love the course. They do comment a lot of them on the bumps, but they love the course. And, you know, I just think it's good for us to have this, and the good weather is making part of a good event.
Yeah, and it's, you know, already being down here, we're getting people walking across here and from all over the place, all over Canada, all over North America. And it's, you know, it's one of those events. It happens every single year, and Toronto is proud to have it. And even though it might come with some moans and groans about traffic, John, it's a huge part of what we are here in the city.
Yeah, I will say this year the moans and groans were worse than ever, only because we're, as sort of Toronto listeners know, we're rebuilding a ramp, and that just made things a bit worse when we had to close down the lakeshore. But it is a couple of days. They estimate about 10% of the people, so that's thousands of people, 10% is thousands of all the people who come, are tourists. So they come, as you say, from the United States. They come from all over Canada. And this is really good for the economy. And the broadcast of the race tomorrow will put us on the map, as these sports events do. I'm a great believer in us applying for more. Honda Indy is here. We don't have to apply for it. But yeah, I think we should apply for a lot more sports events, world-class sports events in Toronto. Because the broadcast and other things put us on the map. They make people want to come visit the city. You just see those TV pictures of Toronto if you're sitting in, doesn't matter where, sitting anywhere in the States or anywhere in Europe, and you want to come visit. And we want those people to come and visit. So I'm a big supporter of all these events, and you put up with the moans and groans as long as you don't have too many all at the same time.
Mayor Tory, I was in the council chambers back in 85 when Mayor Art Eggleston and the council and the people pitching the Indy to the city was there with Danny Sullivan, who had won the Indy 500 that year. There was a lot of pushback from the citizenry until it got to the point where Danny said it's going to be a lot more positive than negative, and Mayor Art stood up, did up his jacket and said, I think we're going to do this. Initially, it was worth around, you know, $90 million in commerce, but the thing was that the city embraced this Indy right from day one, and that really hasn't changed as we get into the 31st running of this event, has it?
No, and the economic benefits are still there in very large numbers, you know, tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars.
Right, right.
And that includes all the tourists, and I really do measure that as being very important. You know, when you're looking at trying to sort of keep a great city growing and prospering, you've got to have people coming to visit, and you've got to have some of those people coming to visit and liking it so much they invest in the city or they come and live here. And Toronto right now is in the spotlight for a lot of reasons, but sports are a huge thing. I mean, last year we had the World Cup, and we had a couple of years ago the NBA All-Star Game. We have the Indy every year, and it's a very devoted audience that watches it and attends it very carefully. So, and by the way, I mean, now when we have a report that comes forward every couple of years when we sign a new contract for the race,
right.
There's not a peep. Not a peep. Nobody
See,
says a word.
Yeah.
It's just accepted as something that is good for the city and people enjoy it. There is, as you say, a little bit of moaning and groaning when the traffic.
Yeah.
But, you know, the lanes will be opened back up by Sunday night at midnight. And next week, anybody who was mad about it will have forgotten.
And Dan, and Mr. Mayor, you know, I've seen the other side of this where a city does not embrace the race, and certainly not casting dispersions on the good city of Vancouver. But that town never actually embraced the race. And, of course, it's not running there anymore. The difference being, and the mayor is right on here, is the fact that the city embraced this thing right from the beginning. And as he said, every time they come up for renewal, renewal, there isn't a peep of opposition. And that says a lot, I think.
Yeah, it definitely does. Mayor John Tory, our guest here on Sportsnet today. We are live from the Honda Indy Toronto. Come visit our Sportsnet 590 The Fan booth if you are down here. So, John, there is a lot of talk, though, about the roads here for the race and the bumps and bruises that it has taken through the years. We know road construction is always ongoing in Toronto, but is that in the near future plans for this area of the city?
Well, what we've got is a 10-year plan that sort of has, you know, road by road by road when they're going to be redone. But I'll just say to you guys right now that in the event there were places on the, you know, because I certainly did notice in looking at all the comments of all the drivers, and I just looked on the website and I was interested how many made reference. Now, they didn't make it in a way that sort of said, well, if they don't fix that, I'm not coming back.
No.
But, you know, I just think we should probably take inventory because, look, if it is an event that is producing, you know, tens of millions of dollars of benefit to the economy and a lot of enjoyment for a lot of people, then I think you owe it to the drivers and to everybody else to, you know, keep the roads in good shape. So we'll take a look at if there are particular, you know, there end up being particular hot spots where, you know, it really has deteriorated, and we should fix that. And it's not, you know, that hard to do that for us, and we should probably be fixing it for all the people who drive on it every day, let alone in race cars.
Yeah, and some drivers have mentioned that too, Mayor John, is the fact that you want it to look aesthetically pleasing on television as well, and the drivers are saying it'd be nice to have it repaved. They have repaved a section, especially around Turn 8, and the drivers have made, you saw the comments on the website, that it's really nice through there. Now, if we can just get them to do the main straightaway, or maybe just repave the entire thing, I think
I will
be the ideal.
I will take you guys on as unpaid consultants from the Fan 590 to advise me by email. I'm quite serious about this. You should send me an email because, I mean, I'm the last guy. What I should do is of necessity next year say, look, in the week before the race, they should get me down there and get me out. It's hard to get you out in a car, though. I once went on the Delaware Speedway in a car that was fitted out with two seats, and I'm not sure I would be repeating the experience anytime soon because going around some of those curves, and those cars are going, you know, much less fast than the Indy cars, but I thought that the people who drove were crazy. But having said that, I could go on a personal study tour and observe the track and where it needs to be fixed. But otherwise, I'll get you guys to be my consultants, okay?
Well, that's good. They also have two-seater Indy cars now, Mayor John.
Oh, so you is can, that right?
Oh, you know, sure they do. And R.A. Lyondyke, and even if he's around, Mario Andretti, can take you a tour of the bumps personally, and then we can work on getting the rest of it.
Yeah, this kind of fits into the same category as skydiving for me. I'm not just sure that I have to have
we'll look after you. They'll
I rely on you to tell me about it.
All righty.
We do have a very vibrant city, though, John, and sports, as you mentioned earlier, is a big part of it. You know, we had MLS Cup Final here last year,
yep.
And it was great that just the scenes of that on television went around the world, and people noticing that crowd down there at BMO Field. You have the Maple Leafs looking to be a strong contender for
yep.
the Stanley Cup this year. The Blue Jays have been in the thick of it. The Argos are ongoing.
Yep.
I mean, sports are pretty much a part of who we are as Toronto.
I believe that, you know, I'm trying to make Toronto more of a music city, and we've always been a great sports city, and we're getting better. You remember we ranked about, I don't know, 419th as sports cities a couple of years ago, and now, you know, with a couple of playoff runs by the Jays and everybody, FC, the Raptors, and the Leafs coming on, we're getting better, and I just think it's important for the psychology of the city and for the image of the city, and so I believe these things are important. Some people say, why would you waste 5 minutes on it? But it's important, and it's big business, too. You know, it's a lot of jobs that depend on all these different things, including the Honda Indy. So, you know, we'll keep trying to promote these things. And, again, if you as my informal consultants think of some sports events we should apply for, I wonder sometimes why we never had, you know, the World Skating Championships in Toronto. And they generally go to smaller cities, and we should have them in Toronto. I mean, we've had people that have been the world champion from Toronto. And so, you know, the more of these, the merrier, within reason. And I'll leave it to you guys to let me know what I should be doing.
Now, Dan, don't jump in here and interrupt you. I want to just give you an update here with about 32 minutes remaining in the practice session this morning. Penske at the top, but it's intriguing with Elio Castroneves. First sub 1 minute lap we've registered here in practice, a 59 with an 8.28 for Elio Castroneves, his Penske teammate Joseph Newgarden, second from the top, and it's all Penske 1-2-3 with Simon Pagenaud. Hinchcliffe, better. He's eighth, so he's inside the top 10. So
he's got
practice.
Them just where he wants them, in eighth place.
Yes, exactly. Third last year.
When was the last time? It was at least 10 years ago we had a Canadian. When was it?
Was 93 in 2003 with Paul Tracy. This place went berserk when he won. If Hinchcliffe can pull off a win in this thing, this place will go wild again. No doubt.
It will.
John, before we let you go, you know, Leaf fans are really excited about the Patrick Marleau deal and what they are looking forward to do this year. Is there any pre-plans for a Maple Leaf parade route?
No, but I've said that I'm quietly making – you see, if I did that, that would hex them for sure. But what I have said, and this is a very dangerous sort of commitment that I've made, is before – I'm hoping I'll get a second term, but I've basically said to people that I only want to serve two terms. So that's 5 years left in that period. And I've said we'll have a parade before that 5 years is up. And I think, you know, it's going to take a couple of more years. People shouldn't get carried away. We know that. For this young talent to really gel and maybe to make a couple other deals. And I think within that 5 years, you know, just based on how they finished last year. So we'll keep going with the Honda Indy, keep going with the Leafs. We've got the Argos in shape. The Raptors are making some changes. It's all good.
Thank you, John, and we really appreciate this, your time this morning. Thank you.
You guys have a great day.